Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Get out of bed, put your feet on the floor, and let's get out in our backyards and fire up a grill or a smoker, because it's going to be a gorgeous weekend. We're on the tail end of this graduation season, and summer is fully upon us. I don't know about where you're listening at, but from where I was, it was a hot week, and but a good week to be out in the backyard. I'm Jop. Barbecue Bob is on a little business trip up in Canada. We're going to touch on with him a little bit later, but joining me in the studio, I have the pleasure and honor of being able to corral one of my beer-drinking buddies, who also happens to be a very accomplished chef, and he's a humble man. He probably won't tell you much about that, but I'm going to try to make him anyway. But Chef Mike Whitman, he is a culinary educator, among many other things. But Chef Mike, welcome to the show, brother.
Good morning, Randy. It's good to be here. Great pleasure, especially to talk about Father's Day weekend. We're both fathers, so we're expecting great things. But we're going to try to help some other folks help their fathers have a great weekend as well.
Yeah, and you know what? We always start out the show that way with what we might have cooked this last week. And I had a special honor to help a buddy this week with he's cooking for his own son's wedding reception. So we spent all week doing the planning, and we've been setting this up, but it's about 175 people that they're going to have at the wedding. And we've had a lot of fun with what can we stage ahead of time versus what do we have to cook fresh and ready for that day. And I wanted to talk to you because you're a little bit about, before we get into that in too deep, but give us a little bit about your background, how long you've been doing this chef thing.
I've been being a chef professionally since 1977, so that's a couple of years.
Yeah.
And
you aren't much older than that, are you?
No, actually. And about 99, I started to pick up some adjunct work at community college within their culinary department while still working in the country club scene at that time, and enjoyed that as well, but mostly fine dining restaurants and classical cooking. But I've always loved grilling and smoking. As a matter of fact, when I was at the Thornapple Village Inn in Ada, I had, I'll throw out a little pitch here, Lou Ebling and Sons build me a grill and a smoker. And so I had a live trout tank, and I would do those smoked for appetizers. I would also cook them fresh to order.
Right.
But we would smoke those. I'd bring in quail, wild game and things, and did a lot of smoking. And I was, I don't want to say too much ahead of the curve, but there weren't many other people in town doing anything like that.
All right. Well, now we've got to dive into that, because I am a trout fisherman. And just, you know, a couple months ago was the opener right at the end of April there, that last Saturday. And when you catch some trout, a lot of people don't understand how to cook that right. Because it's a very delicate meat. There's a couple things. I'd ask you about preparation of the fish itself, and then maybe any seasonings or any kind of prep that you would recommend to do it if you're cooking a whole trout.
Right. Well, basically what I would do when I had an order come in from the dining room, I would have my dishwasher with a little billy club go harvest one out of the fresh tank for me, and we would butcher it on the spot and just lightly season the fish. If it was going to be sauteed, lightly flour, minimal additions to it. It speaks for itself. It's so fresh. And saute it in a pan, baste it with a little butter, and then it would be served out in the dining room. They would bone it at tableside.
Right.
Whatnot.
So you're cooking that with the skin on it.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Don't need to scale them. Are there scales? Yes, but they're not worth bothering with. If I was going to cook it, another method is called au bleu, where you put it in an acidic blanching situation or poaching situation, and that fresh trout would turn blue. Amazing color. It would curl up, and you could present it on the plate, and it's just, you know, it's
almost like a ceviche type thing, but,
well,
but not really.
Well, it's cooked all the way through, but the wine that is in the broth, the bouillon, would cause chemical changes in the fish's skin, and it would be blue, and that's why they call it trout au bleu.
Wow, yeah. And it's ready to eat. There's no heat
ready
put
to go.
To it.
No, no.
Okay, and what kind of so it's an acidic type solution that you're putting this in. Is it a vinegar base or
no? It would be wine, lemon, parsley, perhaps some shallots. Let that simmer and get the flavors infused throughout the broth, and then immerse the fish. In probably about 7-8 minutes, it's poached through. Out it comes on the
plate. It is hot. The broth is hot.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. It's on a stove, simmering in a constant throughout the service period. As long as I needed to have it's called a court bouillon.
Okay.
Ready there for the fish.
Interesting. Yeah. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And if you haven't figured it out already, we have an expert in the house. And he's talking about techniques that I'm unfamiliar with. Well, I'll be honest, I've never even heard of them. But that's why he's here, because the guy can give us all a little tip and technique. So for the entry-level guy that wants to go and buy a trout, again, the best way to do this is just saute this thing. Can I grill it?
Yes, right. I was going to say we can absolutely grill it. I did not have a wood-burning grill in that kitchen at the time, but I've had it other kitchens since, and absolutely. And again, light seasoning, pat the fish dry, season the cavity, season the skin, one side, probably for a 10-inch trout, 11-inch trout, one side about 4 minutes, maybe about 3 to 4 on the other side.
And are you putting any oil on the surface of the grill or on the fish so it doesn't stick?
I would lightly brush the fish with clarified butter, but if you've got a spray can of olive oil, have at it.
Okay.
Bottom line is that oil on the skin helps collect heat, and it makes that skin crisp, which is absolutely, when you know, you fillet a trout at the dining room, they pull the skin aside. Want it left on my plate because that's crispy and crunchy and delicious.
Oh, yeah.
So
really
that,
good.
That oil helps that happen, crisp it up nice.
Uh-huh. Yep. Wow. So that is now with the seasoning on the inside of the fish, some people like me would just put a pat of butter or two in there. Is that too much? Is it overpowering in your opinion? Or
I don't think, because the cavity is kind of watertight, it's not going to permeate outward towards the flesh. To me, you're just going to run the butter down the grill and cause a little flare-up.
All right. That's a polite way of saying not worth it, Jop. Do something different like
that. Put
that
on your taters.
Yeah. There we go. Butter on taters. Nothing wrong with that, but... Anyway, so are you still educating at the community college?
Yes, I am. Yep, I've been there full-time about 9 years. It'll be 9 years this fall. Love it. Absolutely love every minute of it, giving back to the kids. So there'll be kids around that can feed me when I'm an old man.
Yeah.
I want to make sure of that.
Yeah, and you're putting them in restaurants all over America.
And internationally as well. Absolutely.
So the culinary school that is there... do you have to have any kind of credentials to get into the school, or is this like right from high school, your people that are interested in cooking?
You bet. It's high schools are great feeders for us, KCTC, programs like that. I would say that kids who've been in some sort of a program prior to the college level education have a leg up.
Okay.
If they've been to a prep program that's culinary strong, you know.
Right.
So they really have a leg up.
But you'll take them right with...
Oh, absolutely.
Teach a kid how to cut an onion.
Never picked up a knife before.
Right, yeah.
That can
that's
be scary,
probably
but it's a little scary sometimes, but it works out.
So I
far,
bet
they
it
all
is.
Survived.
Yeah. No lost fingers at this point?
Not yet.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, coming up next, we're going to have a little bit of fun. One of our longtime sponsors and a gentleman that is a great friend of mine as well is a gentleman named Steve Siciliano, and he's the proprietor of Siciliano's Market. And this is a West Michigan thing, and I apologize where you're listening, where you are, that you don't have a Siciliano's where you're at. But it isn't so much about the place, it's about what the man knows. And he is a connoisseur of wine. He's excellent with wine making and beer making, and he could even throw a little cigar recommendation in there as well. So this is a man's place. It's the Father's Day show. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.